We should not forget that the Syria emergency, it's a very complex, large crisis that has many important components, but it has a Palestinian dimension because in Syria, UNRWA has registered 550,000 Palestinian refugees, which it has dealt with for decades without major problems. But for the past year, they have been caught in this terrible conflict. And then, of course, I spoke about our difficult financial situation. UNRWA is an organization funded by voluntary contributions of member states, and we have a shortfall this year of more than $40 million.
And that's been going on for a while now. So how could UNRWA function and give its services to the refugees under this difficult financial situation?
We've always managed to keep our core services more or less intact. And when I say core services, I mean education. We have 500,000 children in our schools, and primary health care, and a number of other important activities. But the pressure is very, very, very big at the moment. And if we don't get this money this year, this $40 plus million that we need to complete the year, and in particular, if we don't get additional funds for the next few years, we are in trouble, and we will not be able to sustain the same level of services. And my appeal has been especially to new donors. Traditional donors have been very good, the United States, European states, Japan, Australia, but it is important that other donors step up to the plate, in particular Arab donors. Now, Arab donors are very important contributor to special projects. They're very generous, but they don't contribute very much to our core work.
Every now and then, Palestinian refugees would protest, would go on demonstrations, maybe in Gaza or elsewhere, protesting. What UNRWA had to do of maybe minimizing some of its services or cutting some of its services, what would you like to say to the Palestinian refugee about this?
I would like to say that we fully share their feelings and their frustration. If there is an organization that is close to them, is us, is UNRWA. I would like to also tell them that we're really doing our best to convince donors to contribute the funds that are necessary. These are difficult times for raising funds worldwide, especially since 2008 and the economic downturn. It's been very difficult. Governments around the world, donor governments in particular, are cutting their own public services.
How would you describe the situation in Gaza in terms for the living conditions and also your ability to work under the blockade and the new Egyptian measurements?
We're able to work, but we are not able to do certain things, which is, for example, in the last month to import building materials. This has been, during this period, blocked by the Israelis in response to some security issues. What we are telling the Israelis is that we understand that they have security concerns, but the population should not be collectively penalized in response to these concerns. On the Egyptian side, this affects in particular people, because that's what Egypt is responsible for, and it has been very irregular given the difficult situation in the Sinai and the political transition in Egypt. But I think that more than UNRWA being unable to do things, it's the hardship on the people that worries us.
I think we can move to talk about a brighter side of issues. This year, during the celebration of the solidarity with the Palestinian people, someone, a new star, is participating in this, and he has an old relationship with UNRWA, Mohammed Assef. Would you talk to us about his relationship first and how UNRWA really contributed in having this bright example of a young man?
Mohammed Assef, as you said, is a bright young man who won the Arab Idol singing competition very successfully, very decisively. And Mohammed Assef is a Palestinian refugee from the Gaza Strip. So we thought that we would offer him the honorary title of Goodwill Ambassador, Regional Youth Ambassador for UNRWA. This is the first time that UNRWA asks anybody to be its Goodwill Ambassador, and I'm so happy that Mohammed accepted that with great enthusiasm and great commitment to help the organization, an organization that has helped him in the past because he was a student in our schools. His mother is a teacher in UNRWA school, so there is a very strong bond between him and the organization, and he has been fantastic in talking about not only UNRWA, but also about the condition of Palestinian refugees and advocating for support wherever he has been. So I'm delighted that he will be able to come to New York and be really an important testimonial, an important witness, a living witness, not only of the suffering of Palestinian refugees, but of their potential.